With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he did not make any progress on a Russian-Ukraine ceasefire deal during Thursday's call with Vladimir Putin. Before leaving for Iowa, the president said he had a long call with the Russian president, and they talked about a lot of things, including Ukraine. Well, it's something President Trump's lobbied for, and now it seems to be taking shape.
The president has urged European nations to take a larger role in helping Ukraine battle the Russians. And now Ukraine is pursuing plans for joint weapons production with its European allies. The move comes as the U.S., concerned about depletion of its own weapons stockpiles, postpones shipments of arms to Ukraine. That decision by the U.S. has ratcheted up the pressure on the Europeans to do more to help their neighbor in need. Rich Thomason, Washington.
By a 218 to 214 margin, the House passes President Trump's budget bill. After the vote, House Speaker Mike Johnson reacted to the passage.
For this last election cycle, America was in, we're in deep trouble. And we knew that if we won, and we believed we would, we knew that if we got unified government, we'd have to quite literally fix every area of public policy. Everything was an absolute disaster under the Biden-Harris radical, woke, progressive Democrat regime. And we took the best effort that we could in one big, beautiful bill to fix as much of it as we could. And I am so grateful to God that we got that done as we did.
The bill now goes to the president. In Idaho, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation paying off the mortgages of two firefighters killed in an ambush Sunday near Coeur d'Alene. Battalion Chiefs John Morris and Frank Harwood were fatally shot after responding to a fire that was deliberately set. Tunnel to Towers was started after the 9/11 terror attacks to help families of first responders who were killed in the line of duty. This is SRN News. Russia is persecuting people of faith.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian forces have been carrying out a campaign of intimidation and harassment against clergymen and congregations in the annexed territories. The commission says Russia has jailed and tortured a number of religious leaders and closed down many churches. Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Church of Ukraine pastors and laymen have been targeted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language stations, and Christian broadcasters is fighting back. They're teaming up in the halls of Congress and on the airwaves, advocating to salvage AM radio's spot on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill that would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers in new vehicles for the next 10 years. This is SRN News. A major league pitcher is placed on leave amid a gambling investigation.
Cleveland Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz has been placed on non-disciplinary leave due to a gambling investigation by Major League Baseball. That's according to two people with knowledge of the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity on Thursday. The Athletic was first to report that Ortiz's suspension was related to gambling. MLB and the Guardians had no further comment on the investigation. The 26-year-old Ortiz is in his first season with Cleveland after he was acquired in a trade with Pittsburgh last December. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
A South Texas vote harvesting investigation is expanding. There are now more than one dozen election workers and public officials who have been indicted. This week, two former mayors were charged, along with a member of the school board. It's alleged that people were paid to collect ballots and then turn them in. More details at srnnews.com.